Writer Annie Proulx sets her newest novel in a place that most people speed through on their way to someplace else. Proulx writes of strange and sympathetic people in lonely places, Newfoundland in the shipping news, and Wyoming in close range. Her novel, That Old Ace in the Hole, explores the panhandle country of northern Texas. Reporter Tom Battelli has that story.
Annie Proulx says her latest novel was inspired by what she calls a negative attraction.
For years I've been driving back and forth across the panhandle, both panhandles, Oklahoma and Texas, and it always amazed me that people from other places, including other parts of Texas, would say, oh, the panhandle, oh, God, with such disdain and dislike that I thought there surely must be something wonderful about the place.
Proulx says she spent years researching every aspect of the Texas panhandle. She lived on a ranch, she talked to blacksmiths and geologists, oil men and water managers, windmillers and historians. Then she infused her novel with her own sense of curiosity and wonder. It opens with the equivalent of, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto, as the novel's impressionable young hero drives into the panhandle for the first time.
It was a roaring spring morning with green in the sky, the air spiced with sand, sagebrush, and aromatic sumac. NPR faded from the radio in a string of announcements of corporate supporters, replaced by a Christian station that alternated pabulum preaching and punchy music. He switched to shit-kicker airwaves and listened to songs about staying home, going home, being home, and the errors of leaving home.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
The protagonist, Bob Dollar, is working for a conglomerate called Global Pork Rind, scouting for sites for hog farms, along with their attendant lagoons of excrement. His boss has instructed him to lie to the locals about his job and see what property can be bought cheap.
The point I'm trying to make here is that it's a rural place, and rural people don't often fight back when something like this happens, and corporate entities seem to regard the countryside and rural areas as free and open territory where you can do what you want, regardless of what's there, whether it's an ecological treasure or a place with a deep history and tradition. Rural people don't count.
It's a flawed book by a terrific writer.
In his review in the San Francisco Chronicle, David Kippen described That Old Ace in the Hole as a right-thinking, wrong-headed, and stubbornly likable novel.
What's right-thinking is that she has noticed that the American West is in the process of being plundered. What's wrong-headed is that in order to make the rest of us as outraged about it as she justifiably is, she's written a novel that could be a lot shapelier than it is. And what's stubbornly likable is that she is a terrific prose writer, always has been, and that same elegance is on display in every page of this book.
And Proulx's elegant sentences are crammed with information, from weather patterns on the high plains to the intricacies of windmill repair. In the novel, as Bob Dollar goes about looking for real estate, he becomes taken with the panhandle's folklore and history.
Army scouts came to map the terrain and tangled with the Indians. Buffalo hunters shot and skinned for the eastern trade. As the great herds disappeared, ranchers brought in cattle to run the free and open range, and the sons of settlers became cowboys. Mule team freighters carried in lumber and fence posts, kettles and flour wire fencing. The flood of people came with the railroad, small farmers who believed that drought and wind could be overcome by hard work and the plow. Finally came oilmen and flim-flam tricksters, government men to tell the farmers what they were doing wrong. Now corporate agriculturists like Global Pork Rind had moved in.
Annie Proulx says one reason she writes books with so much learning in them is that she started out as an academic, completing the coursework for a doctorate in history. And then she says she made a living for 15 years describing how things work, writing how-to articles and books.
I like to know how things work, and I think people do like to know. They don't just want someone to say that they got into the helicopter and flew it away. You know, how do you fly it away? This kind of thing. And I must say I'm attracted to the workings of rural life, too. What a good axeman is, the kinds of wood, grist mills, all that sort of thing, I find very interesting.
It's that sort of attention to detail that has impressed critics and led to an array of prestigious literary awards. Prue's first novel, Postcards, won the Penn Faulkner Award in 1992, the first time that prize was given to a woman. A year later, her novel, The Shipping News, won both the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. But the 67-year-old author says she never worries about living up to her own reputation.
No, thank God. No, it all amazes me, frankly. It seems like it's somebody else. I just go on doing my thing and cooking and cleaning and writing a little on the side and so forth.
Annie Prue says these days, in between her cooking and cleaning, she's writing short stories. She says that Old Ace in the Hole might be her last novel. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.